Message number 1095. Mother of salvation, my son Jesus Christ will be betrayed by another Judas and one with great authority. Wednesday, April 9, 2014 at 15:30. My dear child, when Judas Iscariot betrayed my son Jesus Christ, it had far-reaching consequences. Because he was one of my son's closest allies and as a member of his precious apostles, his betrayal was very painful for my son. Because he a traitor came from within my son's domain, this meant that doubts crept in amongst those who were unsure as to whether or not my son was indeed the true Messiah. The doubts spread and many of his apostles and followers felt confused, lost and afraid. They knew that once he was seized by his enemies, the truth would be questioned and then denied. They also knew that were they to defend my son publicly, they would also suffer and could have ended up having to endure the same punishment meted out to him. They knew also that they would not have had the courage to stand defiantly against his enemies for fear of ridicule. So will the betrayal of my son from within his church on earth be the same? My son will be betrayed by another Judas and one with great authority from within his church on earth. When this the second greatest betrayal since Judas Iscariot sold my son for 30 pieces of silver takes place, it will make people of every race, nation and Christian faith question the truth. This betrayal will also have far-reaching consequences because it will bring into question every single aspect of my son's divinity. When this happens, the truth will collapse. In its place, a corpse will be raised up rotten to the core without any sign of life. A dead doctrine will be raised and dressed up with all the false attributes associated with my son, but it will bear no fruit. Yet it will seem like a new conversion. True conversion comes from people's love for God, powered by the gift of the Holy Spirit and by their own free will. This new doctrine will be foisted upon the world without your free will. Reject it and you will be punished by my son's enemies. Those who betray my son in the final days will have no life. Those who don't betray him will live forever in the glory of God. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.